A deadly biker gang shooting in Waco, Texas on Sunday left 9 dead and more than a dozen injured and will lead to charges against more than 160 people. The shootout happened at Twin Peaks, a Hooters-style restaurant notorious for drawing local motorcycle gang members. Some reports say restaurant management knew there was to be some kind of encounter between rival gangs, but no one was expecting this level of violence.
There were at least 50 weapons recovered that were not police weapons. These were bad guy weapons. They ranged from brass knucks to knives to chains to clubs and to firearms. This was a true gang fight that occurred at this location.
That's Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton at a press conference earlier today. Police were on the scene early in this melee, and that may have kept the casualty count lower than it might have been. Joining me now with more is Carlos Morales, reporter for KWBU in Waco. Carlos, what happened? Does anybody know?
Well, John, what it sounds like, what Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton was saying, is it started, Twin Peaks had been organizing for several months kind of biker hangouts once a week. On this specific day, on Sunday, it was a big biker event, and police said that biker gangs were using this as a ways to recruit new members. Police had been in contact and said they were concerned that the event would escalate, and sure enough, it did. Reports say that it started in a restroom. It may have been a word or two exchanged, and then it quickly escalated into a brawl in the parking lot of Twin Peaks between, they're saying, up to five different bike gangs.
And is there any comment on the number of weapons that these gang members were carrying? I don't know if that's normal, but certainly it seems as though everyone was armed and ready for bear here.
Right. The numbers I've heard so far range anywhere between 50 and 100. And, you know, we're talking clubs, guns, brass knuckles, knives, just various weapons. There hasn't been any reports on the exact amount, but Police Patrick Swanton said that that's a part of the ongoing investigation.
Is it publicly known the various rivalries between these motorcycle gangs, what disputes they have between each other?
Not that I've seen so far. There have been different stations and different reports saying it's been the Bandidos and the Cossacks, and these are gangs with local, state, and national presences, so I'm not too sure of the territorial disputes between them.
Any comment from the management of the restaurant?
The Waco PD was pretty concerned going into this event and had reached out to the management to shut it down. And according to them, Twin Peaks had failed to do so. Twin Peaks had been pretty quiet up until about maybe 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock last night, and where they'd released a statement through their Facebook saying that they were cooperating with a local police department and their number one priority was ensuring the safety of their patrons. Sergeant Patrick Swan came out later that night and said that was a complete fabrication.
So, Carlos, what did the scene look like as you toured it today?
Well, getting on the scene, it was kind of an eerie feeling because this is a shopping area. It's a marketplace, and there's several stores and restaurants, and the outskirts of it was pretty empty for a shopping center. But right in that Twin Peaks parking lot, it was filled with cars. And Waco PD had said, you know, these were cars that belonged to patrons, belonged to suspects, and to agents that were there. And it was packed, yet eerily empty. A lot of the people on hand were media, but then from, you know, in law enforcement, there was ATF, FBI, lots of local, state, and federal agents.
Carlos Morales is a reporter for KWBU in Waco. Carlos, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
A manager at the Waco restaurant issued a statement claiming full cooperation and communication with law enforcement, and that statement was called a fabrication by Waco police. But the Twin Peaks franchisor based in Dallas issued another statement saying they are fully reviewing all of the circumstances that led to the shootout.